Let's move on to item 10, which is an update on our pension administration system project. So I will turn it over to Gail. You have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I did want to mention, now that we're in November, we're approximately 1 year out from our go live date of the new system. And as mentioned before, the system is going to make things much more efficient, effective, and very much improve the member experience for CICERA members. And with that, I wanted to turn it over to Jasmine Lee, who is CICERA's member services manager, as well as CICERA's internal project manager with this project, to introduce Siegel and Sagitech. Great. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Gail. Good morning. So today, as Gail mentioned, we have Siegel and Sagitech here to give an update. I have Chris Fikes from Siegel and Casey from Sagitech here to give an update on the past project. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Chris to start the presentation.
Perfect. I appreciate that, Jasmine. And thank you, Gail, for the lead-in. Again, 1 year from now, we should be going live with the new system. So let's keep that always in the forefront. I don't see the presentation yet, so I'm going to give that a second. Yeah. I see it now. Perfect.
Yeah, it's up.
Good morning, board members. Thank you, Chairman Gordon. Usually you get an update from Jesse Rivera, my colleague. He had a conflict this morning, so I'll be providing this update. Obviously, Jesse and I work hand in hand. I've been involved with the CICERA project since the beginning. Jesse does the day-to-day, week-to-week work. He's in the trenches with you and your team, but obviously I've been involved with the project. I know what's going on, so I'm happy to give this update and happy to answer any questions that you all may have. Next slide, please. So again, at the update, I guess 2 months ago at the board meeting, these were the metrics where we were at and the update that was provided. The project was green last update. Just want to let everybody know it's still green today. The concerned items back then, where we had concerns about Sagitech's primary PM was going out on medical leave. So we were a little bit concerned if what could have happened if that person was gone for a while, would we have lost any momentum? We had some concerns that some new scope items came out of some elaboration discussions. And we were aware that CICERA was going to start this business process re-engineering effort. So those were the three items that had our attention a couple of months ago. And we just made sure that, you know, CICERA, working with Sagitech, ICON, and ourselves, that we needed to come up with some options to make sure we maintain the current schedule. And we were able to do this. So those were the updates from the last update. So if we go to the next slide, please. So where we are today. So again, obviously we're providing an update at today's board meeting. These are metrics from October 25th, so about a week ago. Again, the project team, all parties continue to focus and follow on the rebaseline project schedule. We all agreed to a project schedule modification, you know, earlier this year. We've continued to follow that rebaseline schedule. We have not made any changes to that schedule and do not envision making any changes to the schedule. Progress continues to be made. Percentages across the project continue to move in the right direction. If you focus on phase five, the core's implementation, that's the main pension administration system. That's the core functionality that your staff and your organization will use every day to run their business. Pilot one is almost at 90% complete. As that pilot keeps making more progress, we start the next pilot with Sagitech and so on. So there's three pilots that are currently in the midst of going through the different elaboration, design, and build stages. For everyone's benefit, you know, pilot one is membership related functionality. Pilot two is benefit calculation and payment functionality. And pilot three gets into benefit adjustments, some of your annual processes, tax reporting, et cetera. So again, all activities are moving forward and moving in a positive direction. So I'm happy to report this period that the project still remains green. The issues and concerns that we had a couple months ago, we've mitigated, so we're not worried about those items anymore. In order to hit the November 16, 2023 date, you know, that's the focus that Siegel has. That's the focus that Sagitech and CICERA have. That's what Jesse keeps focusing on as in per the board's direction, is we don't want to move dates. We don't want to miss dates. So we need to hit that November 16th date. We did have to move a couple non-core items, move that scope outside of that November 16th date. But I just want to assure everybody, moving those scope items, they're still within the scope of the project. They're still within the scope of the budget. There's still items that Sagittech's going to deliver on. It's just that they're not going to be delivered on November 16th. And so non-core items, I think it's mainly some mass communications and some workflow functionality, not core pension functionality, not core business functionality. Another activity that's going on in parallel is Sisera obviously has a business process reengineering effort going on. The only reason we're monitoring that is should there be any changes to business rules or changes to business processes coming out of that assessment, it could have an impact to the project. We're not saying it will, we're not saying it won't. It's just we need to make sure that anything that comes out of that, should it affect the project or the direction of the Sagittech solution, we just need to be aware of it. That last bullet, there are meetings going on all the time, day-to-day meetings, week-to-week meetings between Sisera, Sagittech, ICON, ourselves. There's elaboration and design sessions going on. It's resource intensive for your organization. There's a lot of data cleansing and conversion activities going on as we migrate the data and fix data and fix data anomalies. So a lot of work's going on, and all those items are, you know, in different stages of review and activity. The next slide, please. Again, I think you've all seen this before. This is the project schedule just rolled up into a graphic. Obviously, phases 1 through 4 have been complete. I think if I had to focus on any specific item on this, it would be if you look at the row for phase 5 core implementation, the baseline finish date, that date of 11/16/23, that's the focus. That's what we're all driving towards and the date that we're going to hit. The next date I think is the most important would be the phase 6 member retiree self-service rollout. So this is the activities for your participants to go online and do transactions themselves, that February 14th, 24 date. So again, all the activity and work that's being done is making sure that we hit that November 16th, 2023 date and the February 14th, 2024 date. The next slide, please. Again, these are just the details. And I know Sagittech has a lot of slides that talks about all the work on these, but these are the percentages today. We continue to show them each time we do a board update. We continue to monitor these. Dates are continuing to be hit. Progress is continuing to be made. I'm happy to answer any questions you all may have, anything that I can either clarify or provide additional information on.
Any questions from board members?
Chris, sure. Would you talk a little bit about how you determine what percent of the total is complete and whether there's any risk that that percentage could turn out to be overstated?
Yep, that's a great question. So again, the metrics that we're providing are coming from the Sagittech's work plan and the Sagittech report. So again, they have ways that they track their effort, track their activity, and track their progress. And they've got a lot of details that roll up into the numbers that I provide. So when we say the project's at 46% complete, that's based on the underlying details within their work plan that roll up. And again, I might be able to answer, Sagittech might be able to answer that clearer. We're just reporting it, you know, we're taking their metrics and reporting it in our status report as well. And those numbers should match though.
And Chris, just to comment on that, there's nothing that Siegel is necessarily seeing to cause concern that those percentages aren't valid or accurate. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah. It's not like we're sitting there saying, oh, they're saying it's at 92%. We're like, no, we think it's only at 46. Those numbers are actually mathematical numbers that are driven by Sagittech, and we're just reporting them and confirming that those are correct.
All right. Any other questions for Chris? Not seeing any right now, Chris. So I think you're good.
But I will stay on after Sagittech presents if anybody has any questions, if you hear something.
Perfect. No, that's that would be great if you would do so. So that brings us to KC, I think. There you are. You're on the lower left of my screen. And you may be muted, Casey. I'm not sure. It looks like you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted.
Yes. But now you're here.
Good morning, members of the board. And taking on from where Chris has left, I would actually go through the overall performance, the project progress in terms of where we are in terms of the modules that we are handling, and also the planned milestones and deliverables for the next period, and any effect on the project schedule or resources. When you really look at the project performance, we are at 46% complete against the initial plan completion percentage of 51. And as Chris has mentioned, the first four phases have been completed. In the last board meeting, we have indicated that phase four was not complete at that point of time. We have completed phase four. We have actually done the pilot migration of all the images from the legacy system into FileNet. And we got the users to test the system and see whether the images are visible and accessible. And based on the pilot migration, we'll be doing the migration and we are production ready before go live. So we are good at that point of, we are good with that. So we have completed that phase. And when we actually look at the meat of the project, it is a phase five and phase six. So right now we are in phase five. We are implementing the line of business solution. We are 46% complete, against the 52% of completion initially planned. We are still going strong with the project go live dates. We are very confident that we'll be able to finish the line of business solution cutover by November 16th and the member self-service go live by February 14th. In the project progress, we have completed phase five to 46%. I'm not going through the phase one, two, three, and four. In terms of the pilots, pilot one, we have planned 10 modules to be completed. We have actually completed the 10 modules design. We have completed 9 modules development, and one module is being worked on. And data conversion has been completed for the pilot one. We are actually working on right now the red data testing that is being done by CESRA, and it is done only by CESRA because red data is not exposed to everybody. And we are fixing any problems or issues that we see there. In terms of testing, we have actually completed 6 modules testing. We are working on 2 modules, unit and system testing, and 2 modules have not yet been started. That's where we are in terms of pilot one. Pilot two, this is to do more with the benefit calculation and pension payment related functionalities. We plan for 8 modules. We have completed the design submission for 7 modules, out of which 6 have been approved. One is in approval. The other module that is in progress has now moved into approval as we speak. And we have actually completed 1 module development. We are working on currently 2 modules. One module is very big, and we hope to complete it very soon. And 5 modules have yet to be initiated. In terms of data conversion, we have completed the initial mapping of all the data tables and fields. We are expecting to complete the 6 modules. We have not yet started, but we started the detailed mapping of one of the modules. In terms of testing, we have actually started scripting the test scripts, and we have completed the test scripts for 3 modules, and we started unit testing on 2 of those, and 5 modules have yet to be started. We have actually initiated pilot 3 also. As we speak, though this presentation shows 2 modules in progress, actually, in the last 1 week, we have actually added 2 more modules, and we are 4 modules in progress, and 2 modules have not been started against the 6 modules planned. The configuration or development, data conversion testing have yet to be initiated in pilot 3. And in terms of the planned milestones, we actually are planning to complete the pilot one. We want to complete the quality assurance and the last development piece of employer self-service in pilot one. Pilot two, we want to complete the development of all the modules that have been designed. And we are actually gunning to complete the data conversion for at least three modules by the end of this year. And we are planning to hit the unit testing complete with system testing of four modules complete. Pilot three, we are planning to complete the entire design of all the modules, and we are hoping to initiate the development and data conversion activities. With that said, we should be able to hit the 11/16 date with these milestones planned for the next period. In terms of the project schedule and project personnel, there are no changes. As I said earlier, we are going strong and we actually plan to hit the November 16 date. We have all our personnel in place and we are working hard and smart too to make sure that we give a quality product by November 16, 2023. At least the line of business piece. And to answer the question which you have asked Chris about the metrics, what we do is we actually go into the detail of each module that is being handled. We look at what we call design specifications. And based on the design specifications completion, we arrive at the completion of the modules in terms of design or development or testing. And we actually provide metrics based on that and roll it up to higher level percentages. And that's all I have. If there are any questions I can take.
All right, thank you, Casey. Sounds very positive. John, did your question get responded to?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Just want to make sure. All right. Any Jerry, your hands up. Let's see.
I feel obligated to say that I found this to be a really encouraging report, very positive report, and certainly we've been privy to some of the bumps in the road, and I just found this to be very encouraging. I would, if I could possibly put her on the spot for a minute, because it's worth hearing from the project, people closest to the project. If it's okay with the chair and with Gail, I'd like to hear what Jasmine has to say from her perspective.
Certainly. Jasmine, if you want to provide some perspective on the presentations.
Sure. I mean, I think a lot of it was covered in Chris's and Casey's slides. We continue to make good progress. We got a lot of involvement from staff, subject matter experts. They continue to work hard and just be really dedicated to this project. So I think, you know, working with Jesse and Chris and Casey and his team, I think it's been going really well. And as they mentioned, we continue to make a lot of progress on this and we're all just striving for that 11/16/23 date. So.
Thank you. That's excellent to hear. Appreciate it.
That we are. That we are. All right. So that's a very positive report. So we've had, thank you, Chris. Thank you, KC. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gail. Everybody involved. Any last call? Any further questions or comments before we move on? Doesn't look like it. So thank you, everybody. Keep plugging away. Great progress. Thank you. Very encouraging.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.